Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we are walking through the book of 1 Samuel. We're in chapter 2, where we've seen some pretty interesting and disheartening things develop in the temple of God, in that Eli and his sons were not leading the people well in terms of worship. And a man of God has shown up on the scene to confront Eli, the high priest. And yesterday, we saw that this man of God showed Eli all the grace that's been poured over his family. And now we're going to see the accusation that is made against Eli. We see it in verse 29 that says this, "You scorn my sacrifices and my offerings that I commanded, and honor your sons above me by fattening yourselves on the choicest parts of every offering of my people Israel." What exactly is corrupted worship? Well, their corruption of worship existed in two forms, and those two forms normally go together. They are the two sides of a same coin. It's this: wordless worship and self-exalting worship. Their worship was defiant and evil. Those are the words the Bible used to describe what was going on. They threw the Word of God out the window, and they placed themselves front and center. And for this, these men will be punished severely. Wordless worship. Notice that the man of God said, "You scorn my offerings that I commanded." And self-exalting worship. The man of God said, "You honor your sons above me." Remember, keep in mind that when we speak of worship, we're not merely speaking of singing. We are speaking of sacrifice, of honoring and recognizing the Lord as the giver and caretaker of all that we have, of using what God has given us to help take care of others, of living in faith-filled obedience to God's word. All of that is worship. And it says that Eli warned his sons. It's as though he tried to convince them to stop what they were doing, but verse 29 gives us the reality. While he was doing that, he was shoveling forkfuls of meat into his face. In fact, in chapter 4, verse 18, the indication is that he had been so feasting on these oversized plates of meat for quite some time, because it says that part of the reason why Eli died was because he was heavy. So in fact, Eli took no real action against the abuse taking place in the temple by his sons. He may not have been able to keep his sons from being sexually immoral, but he could have at least kept them from being in the temple. But he didn't. He liked what they brought him too much. His hunger and preference for meat was greater than his hunger and preference for God. This passage should be a wake-up call to you and to me concerning our lives, the demanding of our own ways and preferences and wishes when it comes to sacrifice, giving, singing, that go counter to God's word. All those things only serve to lift up ourselves and our word as ultimate and right and better than the fully divine and sufficient word of God. And to do such is to fall underneath the description of having no regard for the Lord. And for that, there are severe consequences. When you pray today, please remember Tommy Rose and his family, our missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Khmer Rouge Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania, Congo, and Niger.